Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda presents The Ninth Life of a Diamond Miner, a memoir. Written and read by Grace Tame. That's me. It might not be a coincidence that a baby girl born into instability was trying to find her feet as early as possible. I was walking by the time I was 10 months old. For as long as I can remember, there's been little consistency in the short but fulfilling time I've so far spent on this earth. I've found myself soaring at the highest of heights and crawling in the deepest, darkest depths. It's standing still on firm middle ground that's foreign to me. Some might say that since day one, I was, and still am, happy-go-lucky, with an emphasis on the happy, but even more so on the go. Hard and fast is how I've always lived, mostly on others' terms. So much so, in fact, that it's been hard for me to form a strong sense of self. In the early days, it got trampled on. This could be because I was carted back and forth between two houses my entire childhood, which was too much for an undiagnosed autistic child. My parents split when I was two, so I'd spend 3 or 4 days in one place before having to uproot and leave again for the other. My clothing had to be kept separate. The first thing I would do when I got home was shed all my layers, including my underwear, and dress again. I never questioned why. Maybe it's because I was psychologically abused by someone in my life from the age of two onwards. Bitch and cow were names I'd been called by the time I was six. The same person would stick her rude finger up at me in front of my father and tell me, "You've got a pretty face, but it won't last," when I was only a child. All of this, and there was so much more, chipped away at my self-esteem. Both of my parents worked full-time, so they weren't always around. Some mornings I was dropped off at school as early as 7 o'clock and left unintentionally unsupervised, confused and in tears, starting when I was 4 and all the way through primary school. I didn't say anything at the time. That was just the way it was. Or it could be that I have both autism and ADHD, which nobody knew back then. My undiagnosed neurodivergent 3-year-old quirks were sometimes met with a smack instead of patience.